Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, and good morning to Spartanburg Sheriff Chuck Wright, who is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Taylor. How are you today?
Good. All right. So you just had a big drug roundup. Congratulations on that, Operation Winter Blues.
Thank you.
And so you made several dozen drug-related arrests. That's always good. And a reporter asked you, "Hey, Sheriff, you know we got these suspects. You got them off the street. Will that help the drug epidemic here and across the country?" And you said something that I think maybe surprised some in the media. Tell us what you said.
Well, they were wanting to know how these drugs are coming in and all this other stuff. And we got guys and girls that work tirelessly to combat this. And our weak criminal justice system lets them back out on the street. And it's across the state. It's not just in Spartanburg, apparently. And I told them, I said, you can slow a lot of this stuff coming in to our country that our kids won't have to fool with if you just build a daggum wall. Actually, I said dang wall. So, yeah, just build a wall. And I further told them, I don't have a problem with immigration. That's how the country was built. But just come in the front door, because if we go to any other country, we have to do what they say, too. We have to come in the way they tell us. We have to live like they tell us. But we seem to be the only country that is letting them pour into the borders without being vetted. That's how the terrorists got over here from 9/11. So there's a whole lot of benefits from that.
Sheriff Wright, I was just curious, and that made me curious when you said that about the drugs. Are a lot of these drugs coming over the border? Do you know that?
Yes, there are a lot of drugs coming over the border. Now, a lot of them are in Texas that didn't get cut up and sent throughout the country. That's not the only place that it's coming from, obviously, but there are a lot of stuff that comes out of Mexico and some of those places that we had some kind of a vetting system about and able to check things that are coming in. I got a feeling human trafficking would slow down quite a bit, but I do know the drugs come through that hotline a lot of times.
Yeah, and it's tremendously frustrating. When you have, I mean, this is a stat from the Customs and Border Patrol. In just 2018, 17,000 individuals with criminal records either here in the U.S. who had been deported and they're coming back in, or criminal records in other countries, were apprehended at the border. 17,000, and that's just in 2018. And when you consider, Sheriff, that, you know, we only catch 2 out of 5 coming over, I mean, that is a big criminal element for people like you to deal with.
Well, I wouldn't go to Vegas on those odds. Nobody would bet their money on, those odds. But, I think it's really funny that the same Democratic Party that's screaming about Trump's wall are the same ones that supported the other liberal Democrat presidents for border security. And Mrs. Nancy Pelosi, what is she, like 114 or something? She's like, well, let's just take a picture of them. I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, that works everywhere. Said no one. And if they want to question my motives, just tell them, well, I can see it in their face, man.
Yeah, because you can tell. It could tell by looking at
them. I can just tell, yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of that going around, Sheriff Chuck, right? Well, and I want to hit you with this stat, because you were talking about the drug bust that you did, Operation Winter Blues. You guys did a great job, dozens of arrests. That's great, get drugs off the street. But, I mean, when you read this stat, in 2017 alone, nearly 16,000 Americans died from a heroin overdose. 90% of all heroin enters the U.S. via Mexico. I mean, that is an unbelievable death toll.
Yeah, I mean, one's too many. And we got, there's a lot of people that a lot of people listening to this will either agree with me or not, but they're affected by this with their families somewhere along the line. There's not many families that are not touched by this crisis of opioids, whether it's opioids or marijuana. And, you know, I'm telling you, this we have to fight harder. We have to fight harder and hold some people accountable. And people, there's one guy, he said, I know you hate me. You know, yesterday when we were wrestling, I said, no, buddy, I don't hate you. I just hate what you're doing. You know, I really don't hate people. I hate what people do. I'm going to keep fighting it. That's what the good people of Spartanburg want me to do. And that's my beliefs anyway. So I'm going to do my part.
Well, Sheriff Chuck Wright, I just want to thank you for speaking out, for supporting the wall, and for supporting border security, because we get frustrated here day in and day out when so many of our members of Congress across the country are just not backing Trump. Nobody's backing Trump. Trump is out there. He's fighting by himself. And so to have somebody who actually sees the impact of this speak out is helpful, and it takes a lot of courage. I'm sure you'll get pushback. But I for one, really appreciate it, and I wanted to thank you this morning.
Well, I appreciate you letting me come on your show. And, you know, it's just like I saw somebody on Facebook said, I called a guy about my rats in my basement. The guy was obnoxiously rude. He was ugly. He looked like a plumber, but he got rid of my rats. And he said, that's the way I feel about Trump. I don't care that his hair is not great. I don't care, you know, that he talks rude. I just want him to fix my problems.
Yep.
And me too. You know, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Well, Sheriff Chuck Wright, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning on 106.3 WORD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.